don't they have an express lane at Joann Fabric? I mean, I was in there Saturday. All I needed was some thread to match a button that had fallen off one of my sweaters, and the thread on the other buttons was a shade of blue I just didn't have in my sewing kit. Isn't that always the way? I find my thread no problem. Sure, I had to nudge aside an old lady checking out the fake flowers, and I may have hip-checked a kid playing with the ribbons. Just kidding. But so far, so good. What I didn't take into account was the fact that it's a Saturday in late September, and folks are decorating for fall and gearing up for Halloween, if you can believe it. I get to the checkout, and of course it's stacked three deep. And I'm not talking about people with one or two items in a handheld basket. No, in my lane, the shortest of the three they have open, I'm behind not one, but two Miss Craftsy Crafts. That's right, two women flushed with shopping fever, massive carts just loaded to the gills with all manner of fall decorations and Halloween paraphernalia, both of them clutching a fistful of coupons. Don't get me wrong. Me and my pals, the woman who run with the moose, are big into crafts. I have been that woman with the coupons who needs a price check because she happened to grab the only glow-in-the-dark singing pumpkin without a price tag. But I was not that woman on Saturday. I was the woman with the single spool of thread in one hand and her cash money in the other. I was the woman with a to-do list a mile long. I was the woman who needed to pee. Bad. A gal one lane over from me sighed, threw the five buttons she was holding down in a bin of discounted beach balls and stormed out the door. That seemed to snap the woman directly in front of me out of her shop in La La Land. She saw I only had the single spool of thread and nicely let me go in front of her. My bladder did a happy dance. "Thank you," I told her. "You've done your good deed for the day." I barely made it to the bathroom at McDonald's. In fact, I was so traumatized by my ordeal, I had to have a hot fudge sundae, purely for medicinal purposes, you understand. Joann Fabric, get with the program and express lane, please. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.